Welcome to Hijinks and Sue Podcast, episode 85. This week, I am joined by my good friends, Rob Denblaker and Dave Micklefatrick from Cyanide and Happiness, the webcomic you can find at explosum.net. My name is Joel Watson. I make the online comic Hijinks and Sue at hijinksandsue.com. This is my podcast. You're listening to it. You've downloaded it on purpose, or haven't, and someone's foisted it upon you. Those bastards. Listen, I hope you're happy about the relaunch of the Hijinks and Sue podcast. I hope you listened to episode 84. I hope you are scouring the archives and also noticing the 60-some-odd post shows that I've put there in the archives for you. Hours and hours of entertainment-type recording-ish things. Now, here's what's happening. You can come if you live in Canada, specifically Toronto, Canada, or thereabouts. Come and see me this weekend at Toronto Fan Expo, or Fan Expo Canada Toronto, I believe. And that's going to be August 23rd through 26th. I'm only going to be there the 23rd through the 25th because my daughter starts school on Monday the 27th. And I want to be a good father and be there when she goes to her first day of school instead of drawing pictures for awkward nerds in Canada. So that's that. So come see me on those 3 days. What is that? Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 23rd through the 25th, Toronto Fan Expo. I'll be at the Blind Ferret booth. Have not yet learned the booth number, but I will be there. Come see me. Come see the creators of Least I Could Do, Looking for Group, and The Gutters. We will all be there. We'll be having a good time. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, if you want to communicate with me directly, there's a couple of things you can do. First of all, you can email podcast@hijinksandsue.com. Ask me your questions. Ask about the show. Ask about anything we talk about. Ask me about your deepest, darkest whatevers. You can also call and leave a voicemail at 203-6-FANCY-B. 203-6-F-A-N-C-Y-B. Spell those numbers out with your device and their letters that are numbers. 203-6-FANCY-B. Leave us a voicemail. I'll if it's not dumb or long or boring, I'll play it at this part of the show, and then I'll answer your question. Try and keep it under 30 seconds, and don't tell me your life story. But, you know, say some stuff. I'll talk back at you. And then, listen, if you enjoy the show, do a couple of things for me. First of all, at the minimum, bare minimum, leave us a positive review on iTunes and or tell a friend. Email somebody and say, hey, go listen to this dumb thing where these guys talk for an hour. It's funny. And then leave a review where you say, there's this dumb thing where these guys talk for an hour. It was pretty funny. It didn't offend me. If you really enjoy the show, if you want to make sure that I can keep doing the show, and you want to support it, go to podcast.hijinksandsue.com, click on donations, and set up a donation subscription. As low as $2 a month, you'd be shocked how much that can add up. You know, even 100 people giving $2 a month is a pretty good reason to keep doing this show. So, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, or 20 bucks a month. Man, if you gave 20, I would I'd cry. I would cry into a vial. Here's the deal. I'll cry into a vial, and I will mail you the tears. And then I'll write, $20 paid. And that's what you bought with your $20. My happy tears. I'll send those to you. So yeah, please donate. Support the show. Give us a call. Send us an email. Give us a review. Come see me in Toronto. Etc. Etc. Now please enjoy episode 85 of the Hijinks and Sue podcast. Rob Denblaker. Dave Micklefatrick. 100% pure Jesus. Godspeed, you fancy bastards.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on. This is not the world every boy and every girl envisioned. From the time we learned, we all were growing up.
Hey, turn me up a tiny bit. on my mic.
Where are you? You're here? Oh, Mike?
Turn Rob up all the way. That's what he's looking for. He's like David Lee
There we
Roth.
Go. That's better.
Oh. He's like David Lee Roth. He wants himself at the front.
Right. He's the front.
Yeah, turn my mic up and turn yours all the way down.
Okay, mine's off.
I've got a speech to make.
All right, mine's off. You're on. You're the best.
Simply the best.
Ruined. You're simply the best.
Better than all the rest. Sorry, did I scare you there?
Here, this is for beer number 6.
Oh. God, he's so thoughtful.
For your clinks and clops of...
Yeah, you don't want to.
Well, I'm glad I didn't bring my horse today. Drink beer with me.
All right. Hey, let me go lock the front door. Just to make sure. One second.
Just to make sure.
Lock the front door!
Just to make sure no one comes in and goes, hey!
Hey, you guys. What's going on in here, podcast?
Hey, you having a podcast?
Yeah, this looks kind of like a podcast, man.
Man, he's having a podcast in here.
Let's kill him.
Let's sit down and talk to him. Those boys learned that day that having a podcast isn't as easy as it looks. We have to put shit in the walls and stuff.
Their car is launching over the dirt mound and it pauses. It's like, then they both put on headphones and get a mic out.
I went on Netflix the other night and found what you call him, Fat Albert, and the
hey,
and the Goofy Gang.
I'm gonna die diabetes. Hey.
hey, don't hurt other people, but eat as many fast foods as you like.
The fastest of foods.
Dabba rabba fabba abba.
Dead doobly dip top, dead right.
I like to pretend that Fat Albert only happened in Bill Cosby's head while he was on bath salts. He just kind of imagined these animated characters.
While he's painting something in his animated tool yard.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's hanging around with a bunch of animated
well,
kids.
Well, everybody, the Cosby kids sure did get a tool mess of trouble today.
Hey, Bill Cosby.
Let's all go see what the Cosby kids got up to today, Theo.
And then he just shoots up. He ties off and shoots up right there.
Oh, look at that Fat Albert. He's moving crazy.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Do Jello.
Oh, Clark Theo Rudy.
Let's go find a comb in the junkyard and play it.
Chasing the dragon, Rudy.
Rudy, I'm not chasing the dragon fast enough, Rudy.
Can't seem to catch it.
Yeah, I feel like, did you ever see Picture Pages? Picture Pages had to have been a similar product of drug use. You ever saw that?
I don't think so.
No, I've never seen Picture Pages.
Wow, Picture Pages was on, you probably didn't have Nickelodeon.
We didn't have television.
You're like 30 years older than me. It's
true, I am 4 years older than you, and I am almost 25 years more American than Dave. So.
Well, we just used chalk to draw pictures onto rocks. And then swap the rocks. It was quite difficult.
You drew pictures of dragons, and then you were afraid of them.
Yeah. Well, no, I was friends with all the dragons. You dick.
Okay, so
pretty cool.
Picture Pages was on Nickelodeon. It was an interstitial between shows. You'd be watching like your Eureka's Castle, or this is pre Eureka's Castle. This is going to be Pinwheel. Did you ever see Pinwheel?
When Dave was growing up, he watched actual castles.
Okay, and actual pinwheels. Yeah. Sure. So. So, Picture Pages, Bill Cosby comes out, he's like, hello, everybody, this is Bill Cosby, I'm going to draw you a picture, this is Picture Pages. And then he would pull out a little marker with a face on it, and he'd go, this is a friend, Mortimer Ichabod marker.
Wait, what did the face, like,
it's like a little bug, kind of, he's like, little happy bug, maybe?
But he was a pen.
It's a magic marker, a dry erase marker, maybe, with a big round paper face glued onto it. And it's a Mortimer Ichabod marker. You're going to have to make your way through this maze.
Right.
And I don't know how to tell you how to do it. So you have to go through the maze. And then the marker would kind of spring to life, and then it would be animated. And as it would draw the picture, go through the maze, whatever.
Oh, we had something similar like that, but it was just called the Magic Pen.
Maybe he licensed it. He might have licensed it.
Well, yeah, you know you can.
Listen to me, Nickelodeon. You don't tell Bill Cosby what I can't do. I'm going to put the Magic Marker show on the television.
Sir, someone over in Great Britain and Ireland has already come out
with
that.
That's bullshit. You tell those commies they can go suck a dick. Bill Cosby, you tell them Bill Cosby said suck a dick. I want to write it down. And fax it to them, please.
I know, you sent a very angry letter to the Prime Minister of England.
We want the magic pen!
The Queen gets his letter. Dr. William Cosby!
Oh, no!
Why are you using such... I don't know. I just went into a New Orleans accent there. Oh, he's giving me
me the vapors.
Oh, how can Master Cosby say such horrible things?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Queen of England.
Yeah, the Queen of New Orleans. Yeah.
The French Quarter.
That was a Better Than Ezra song. The King of New Orleans. You heard that?
No. Set him up and let him fall. Turn him over in your hands. God save the King of New Orleans.
You heard that?
No. Okay,
never mind. That's how it went.
Right.
So anyway, Bill Cosby says, listen to you, your majesty, with your face and the crown and the jewels.
And the zip top and the doobie and the flip and the throne and the theocracy.
Dad, Cockroach wants me to go to the club with him tonight, and I can't. You said I can't go. This is not a theocracy. You have to understand, I'm your father.
I'm your father. This is not a theocracy.
It's a fatherocracy.
Theo.
Theo is more of a rudocracy.
How did that one...
Rudy!
How did that one scene go? Theo, I brought you into this world, and I can murder you with a knife with no witnesses.
I will decapitate you and bury you in the backyard. Theo.
Because I'm your father, and I'm allowed to.
Claire comes in and goes, Cliff, are you making your special chili again?
Yes, I did not put Theo's head in this pot, and I'm not cooking it to dispose of the evidence, Claire. can I have some potato chips?
That sounded terrifyingly like Claire.
Right?
Is now Claire in here?
Yeah, you really thought she had ghosted, because she's dead.
She ghosted? Is that a term for it? I'm ghosting now.
Now, let me be clear. Felicia Rashad, the actress, she's alive and well, but Claire Huxtable, the character, she's long dead. So she's a fictional ghost.
Oh, God bless her. We'll all say a prayer.
Yeah.
I was delivering a baby because I am a gynecologist or whatever, and an OBGYN.
I am a doctor.
I'm an obstetrician, and my wife was murdered in a helicopter crash, and so... Now
they jumped the shark a bit with all that, didn't they?
Now I hold a seance every weekend so I can speak to my darling Claire. Rudy, get the Necronomicon, please. And Theo, this is not a theocracy.
There's a YouTube channel, actually, that they've given Bill Cosby, where they just kind of sit him in front of his webcam, and he just meanders on about nothing. You can watch him delve into insanity.
He's kind of a crotchety shit now, right?
His YouTube videos are very cryptic and weird. His YouTube videos are almost scary how cryptic they are. It's just him on a camera for about 10 seconds.
What kind of shit does he talk about?
He'll say like half a sentence. He'll be like, it's almost time, or something. And then it'll cut. It'll end.
Wait. He does an 80s radio voice. It's almost time for Bill Cosby.
Featuring Gene Simmons.
Or he'll say, like, watch out, I'm doing my thing. And then it'll end. And it'll be like 8 seconds long, really, really short and cryptic. Like, it's like what is it called when, like, movies have an ad campaign that's really weird?
Oh, an alternate reality game?
Yeah, it seems like his life is an alternate reality game. And you're supposed to decipher what the hell he's talking about on his YouTube channel.
The thing you have to understand is you have to look for the clues I've put on the internet, and then you will find the secrets to Lost.
Also, in my mind, really good.
In my mind, this can only be a sign that there's going to be a Fat Albert live action huge like.
I just thought
of that.
I think you just solved the mystery.
Right. Well, then the burden in question is right. Who are they going to get to play Fat Albert?
Possibly the same person who played him on the big screen about 10 years ago.
Yeah, but
I hope he's fatter this time around.
Okay, Fatter Albert.
Fatter Albert.
The fattening.
Fatter
Albert 2.
Fatter Albert 2, the fattening.
The refattening.
The summer, the fattest film. Featuring Jeff Conaway. Jeff Conaway's corpse.
Who's that?
Do you remember the fella? Do you remember Kinnicky in Greece?
No.
Him?
No.
I remember his hair.
I remember hand jive.
I remember hand jive.
I remember hand jive.
No, that was Grease 2.
I remember hand jive. I remember hand jive and thinking hand jive sounded racist.
Hand jive?
Yo, my name's hand jive.
Yo, hey, look at me. I'm hand jive.
Hand jive!
Whoa!
That sounds like a Transformer.
Transformers 2.
Optimus, it's me, hand jive.
Oh, Jesus, get away from me.
My balls turn into speakers.
That's fucking disgusting. Get away. Shia, no, don't touch his balls.
No, transform from a car into a stereotype.
That was... Okay, so every great once in a while, I'll catch at like 4 in the morning the 80s Transformers cartoon on the hub.
Oh, yeah?
And I've learned two things. There are about 9 cells of animation in every one of those episodes.
They're very well drawn, though.
But see, that's the problem. I think they were too intricate. The animators were like, oh, this too mini a lion robot. Bullshit. And then they would do like...
Straight over to Korea then?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's where they did it. So they do like one cell, and then the mouths would just open and close for like a solid 8 minutes.
Well, it's like anime, isn't it? Where it's just like, yeah, oh my God, what the fuck's going on? My mouth's trapping me. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I'm a transformer. I'm going to turn into a scooter.
Oh my God, all these people. I'm a transformer, and I don't know who to talk to. Too many people at once. I've got so many sentences.
Look at that lady's boobs.
Whoa, look at those big bazongas. I sure can't get my hands around those, but I love to.
Is that what Optimus Prime said?
His hands are too big. He can grab like 20 boobs at once.
Then an exclamation point comes out of his head and he turns upside down.
Oh!
Oh, Wheeljack, this is crazy. Yeah, oh.
Yeah, the 80s Transformers was good, but it doesn't hold a candle to G.I. Joe.
No, here's the thing.
You need
though.
To watch the G.I. Joe film. Honest to God.
It's so amazing.
It's only the finest piece.
I've seen the film.
I watch it.
The animated film, not that shite.
With Serpentor?
No,
I've seen fucking Rise of Serpentor or whatever.
It's a good show.
But that can't be comfortable, that costume, if we're talking about Serpentor now.
Hang on.
The fucking Cobra thing.
They put Genghis Khan and Hitler's blood in him just to make him evil.
Made him wear a stupid fucking costume.
I like Serpentor's like sense of decor in his palace or a fortress or whatever. I can imagine him getting it designed. Like, yeah, this is all right, but I think we can put some snakes over there. Guys. Maybe.
How about the giant snake costume?
I want my throne to have at least 9 snakes.
That's pretty cool.
Lord Serpentor, we've delivered for you new battle armor. It's stealth, it's black, and it's designed to withstand stab wounds and bullets. Do you like it? Does it please you, my lord?
Don't take this the wrong way. I mean, it looks good. It works and everything, but...
It's too...
I know what you're going to say, lord. You're going to say more snakes.
It's too pastiche, but could you maybe throw some more snakes?
I don't want to say more snakes. Like there's like a limit, that, like a minimum snakes, but I think you should feel like you want to make more snakes.
I don't want to tell you that you must have snakes. I want you to want more
Destro,
snakes.
Destro, this was in the contract. At least 10 snakes Destro. To a costume. Do you remember that guy?
I'm just trying to make everything sleek and silver and with a big red hood.
I mean, fucking Cobra Commander, he has to wear a giant butt on his face.
Did you ever notice that Cobra Commander and Starscream were the same guy?
Yes.
Destro!
You fool!
Why? Oh, Lord Megatron! I mean Destro!
Whoops!
Lady Jane?
I'm tripping balls! I don't know which universe I'm in!
The biggest star of the G.I. Joe movie was Burgess Meredith. Like, he was the biggest name in the entire movie. He was the guy
who
played the Joker in, like, original Batman. Was he the Joker?
Oh,
Batman?
No, yeah. Or was he after Caesar Milan or whoever?
He played
the
weird...
Is that the dog whisperer?
Is that a name?
I think Caesar Milan's the dog... Caesar Romero. Caesar Romero's the
Caesar
Joker.
Caesar Romero.
Caesar Milan is the dog whisperer.
I would love to see the Caesar Milan Joker.
I will turn every dog in Gotham against Batman.
Batman, the thing you don't realize is that Robin doesn't see you as the alpha male. And then he pinches Robin on the neck and goes, psst, psst. Robin just pees himself.
What the fuck are you doing, Joker?
I'm showing him who the alpha is.
But anyway, Burgess Meredith, I think you might have been the Penguin. He was one of the villains.
Yeah.
Was he the Penguin?
I think he was the Penguin. Yeah.
Yeah, I need a citation needed there. But anyway, he was like the biggest name in the G.I. Joe movie, and all of his lines sounded like they were delivered over the telephone. Like they were really reverby.
What character was he?
He was the weird, like, giant, disgusting creature. What was his name? Do you remember his name?
Unicron?
He shows up like halfway
through.
That was
Orson Welles.
What's that?
Unicron was played by Orson Welles.
No, that's a metaphor.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Then who is Burgess Meredith? Fuck, I haven't seen this movie in a while.
I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about anymore.
Then who was Dog?
We've kind of gone far away.
Okay.
I don't think we're still talking about G.I. Joe anymore. I'm pretty sure this is your fever dream. This is your Mortimer is Ichabod kind of marker.
This is my bath salts.
You've molded this into your own conversation, really. And I don't know what the hell's going on.
What I was trying
kind
to say...
Kind of like a transformer, really.
What I was trying to say... You've transformed this conversation into bullshit. I was trying to say...
That'd be a cool transformer.
I turn into a big pile of shit!
As gross as I the Decepticons. Oh, God!
That's a great sound effect.
I can land anywhere, Autobots, and it looks disgusting.
Autobots, transform and plop. Now what, Optimus? There's really nothing else we can do.
Get Bumblebee to buzz around it for a while.
He's an actual bug now.
He's a fly that lives in shit.
That'll really gross out the Decepticons.
Oh, now we're just doing, plus I'm hungry for shit.
There's a big shout out to Mark, Mark N there.
Who's those are good cartoons.
Optimus, I just think it would really freak him out.
Does that guy have a TV show yet?
If you just
big green toilet mouth is a toilet.
I'm just throwing things out here. I'm just throwing.
Guys, hey, it's me, Starscream. I'm just thinking if you just roll your poo up into a hard ball. I know Starscream, the Decepticon.
You know, just snowball it back into.
So anyway, what I was trying to say is, I was watching one of these old. Okay, so the number one thing, no animation. Number two thing. Even for a kid's show, their plots made no sense. None. There are like four episodes where the Decepticons go to one of our planets in our solar system, like Saturn, and there's a race of humanoids there
right.
that speak English. They're purple, and they immediately worship the Decepticons as gods.
Well, you know.
And then the Decepticons are like, yes, this will be perfect. This is how we'll definitely destroy the Autobots.
It's just like the Autobots, but these guys like us.
Yeah, this is great.
Cool.
Globulus, I mean, that's the name of the Burgess Meredith.
Globulus?
He's the character that Burgess Meredith played.
You've gone so far as to edit IMDb to you pursue your mad whimsy.
Do you remember the fellow that turned into a giant ghetto blaster? What was his name?
There were two. Right. There were Soundwave. Oh,
Soundwave, that was
that it. Was the bad one. And then
the other one turned into a tip deck.
Not Jazz, but the other fake black Transformer.
Jazz
was the most racist Transformer. He actually, in the movie, he breakdances.
Well, you know.
That's basically
they
the
can
only
all break
thing.
Dance, can't they? All but, those Transformers.
But that's like the only thing I remember from the first Transformers movies.
He does breakdance.
I'm Optimus Prime, and these are the Autobots.
Hey, yo, my name's Jazz.
He's a really good breakdancer.
Like really shitty 80s beatboxing.
Now I'm dead. Yeah.
And then he actually twists and his pelvis rotates and he lands in like a b-boy pose. Like, yeah.
Well, good for him.
If I wasn't a car, I'd be on the hood of a car.
I feel like Michael Bay can't write characters that aren't stereotypes. I mean, we've all seen Armageddon.
Yeah, like Michael Bay looked
even at the asteroid was a stereotype.
He looked at the first script of Transformers that someone else did or whatever. Michael Bay goes, I mean, I see what you're going for here, but which one of them is supposed to be black? Like, I don't.
We need one black one.
And who's the Ching Chongy guy? Like, we'll save that for the sequel. We'll do Ching Chongs in the sequel.
He turns into a giant bowl of rice.
That's cool.
Thanks, Michael Bay.
We'll call him Chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
STYX.
Transforms.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, STYX.
Make the Decepticons hungry.
And then every time he transforms, it goes. Bong.
Racial integrity.
Most honorable Autobot Optimus Prime, I humbly transform into bowl of wonton soup.
I don't see how this is helpful, Ching Chong.
It's making me hungry, though. Maybe we could do something.
I can't help but notice we're at the 20-minute mark here, and we've gone through like four ethnic stereotypes.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're on
a roll.
Well,
a good thing there's plenty more stereotypes.
We're doing really good. We haven't even started on Dave's Irish heritage yet, so I mean, we've got plenty of ways to go with this.
Christ. It's a
you
good
know,
thing
there's
this
a robot that turns
on the
into
internet.
A potato, and then he dies because no one else can eat him. And, you know, we're all left hungry. Is that what you're going for?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Oh, well, keep it going.
All I hear is, hey, tie.
Oh, I don't hear that every
day.
Yeah,
and when I can't see your lips move because you're behind a microphone, so I really have no idea what you're talking about.
I love this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hold a dick.
Oh, no,
Hi, it's Irish Bill Cosby. Hi, titi, titi.
What are you thinking about?
Theo.
Theo, you're... Bill, you're confusing me here.
I would love it if your Cosby that
Willie
ran
Cosby.
if they reran it in Ireland when you were a kid, that they overdubbed it in English with an Irish guy.
Well, Theo, the thing about that is that it's going a bit mad in the head.
Theo, the thing you have to understand is I'm your father. I'm your da.
I'm your da.
I'm your da.
Get down to mass, for God's sake.
Dad, but they don't dub anyone
Theo!
Else's. They don't dub anyone
oh.
else's voice.
Theo.
So he's like, Dad, Cockroach wants me to go to the rap concert with
Cockroach,
him.
Cockroach, he's a silly agent. Why are you talking to him, you stupid bastard?
Why don't you go to the old jig with me instead?
Christ Almighty!
Oh, Theo, Jesus wept.
Go get a good job down at the boatyard. Put some steel together, you stupid bastard.
So, Dave, you just. last week you were
all
back.
Right, open Q&A.
Yeah, yes. Dave, you went back to the old Emerald Isle last week.
I went back to the old sub, yes.
Yeah, tell us about your experience. You went all around.
Number one, I have a question.
Okay, shoot.
Why do you go back there?
Because my family's there.
Dave likes his parents. I really like mud.
So, I will concede that that's possible. I don't understand liking your parents.
I might have a family.
No, that you might want to be around them. That's the part I don't get. But I believe
you. They're a good couple of people. They'll die and I won't have to worry about this anymore. You know?
I'm glad you're optimistic.
Yeah. That is Irish optimism in a nutshell. Mm. Eventually we'll all be dead.
It's all the rain.
It's just, you know, things are bad right now, but eventually we'll all be dead. So we've got that to look forward to.
All right, the time is now 21 minutes, and for the next 15 minutes, we're going to be making fun of Dave's accent.
Okay.
Okay, this Mark. Is open Q&A. Joel's podcast, let's make fun of me with the accent session.
Mud.
That's right, mud.
Okay, so you went back. What'd you go back for, just to visit?
I went back to say hello to the family, and I brought a friend over from, you know, this lovely part of the world, and I had to show him around.
Dallas, Texas.
The Beige Isle.
Yes, the Beige
Isle.
Well, you know, it differs. Sometimes you got a bit of rock. Sometimes you got New Orleans, which is another thing altogether.
The Hot Isle.
Yeah. The Hot Isle. Well, no, you go to Chicago and try. The Hot and Windy and Foresty Isle. It doesn't have quite the same ring to it, really.
It's also not an island.
No. Well, it's very big.
Also, none of those adjectives apply to Chicago.
No, not
one. It's not a very big isle.
Did you know they don't call it the Windy City because of wind? It actually has nothing to do with that. Hmm. That's the thing. Anyway, go ahead.
It's actually the windy city because all the roads somewhere. Are very...
It's true.
Curvy.
It is. That's why they call it the San Francisco of Illinois.
Sorry, what was the original question?
How's Ireland, man? How is it there?
How's it hanging?
Do they have internet yet?
Yeah, but you have to plug it into a sheep, which generates electricity, because you have to rub your hands on the sheep to get static electricity.
They're electric sheep, so...
Yeah.
Okay, well,
And that's my new band name.
As an android, I often dream of them.
Yeah, you'd have to.
You have to rub your hands on the sheep, but you plug a router into it, okay. And then it goes up into the sky, and before you know it, you've got internet.
And they just float.
I don't know how it works. That's why we
say the cloud. We're talking about sheeps.
Right.
Well, I would
they're
say...
fluffy like clouds.
I would say cloud.
They call it Wolfi.
Wolfi.
So, speaking of how... you're different. I want to point this out as much as possible.
Yeah.
Even just coming in here today, we said, where are your earbuds? To which you had no response.
Well, I assumed
earboots. First of all, you say it wrong. Second of all, you don't know what they are.
An earbud is when you plant a potato in your ear.
You put a bloody spud in your ears.
Earbuds are when earwigs crawl into your ears to do you a favor. You don't want to hear other people anymore. And God, thanks for those blood.
It's like a reverse babel fish.
Yeah, we all read Angela's Ashes. We know it's how it works.
Earblood.
Earblood.
Earbuds. I thought you'd said earblood, which is the thing we have a lot of in Ireland.
Well, that's the thing. When you mentioned earbuds, I was like...
Most people
believe...
You know
what I mean? Like, he was talking about headphones, which is what? It's this most shit people, that we're all wearing right now.
First of all, the name of the product you're wearing is earbuds. Second of all, most of our ears are full of earbuds.
Earbuds? Oh, God, there's earblood.
Yeah, that's the thing
ears.
In Ireland is everyone's so malnourished, there's just earblood.
You can tell which blood is coming out of your system. Like, right. No matter what, there's a big pile of...
earblood's got a brownish tinge.
I would love
to see CSI Belfast, where they're just taking blood samples and figuring out where it came from.
But it's just so rainy and shitty, no one cares.
This is earblood.
It's not just earblood, it's fear blood.
Chum chum.
Yeah!
Okay, hang on.
Good job, CSI Belfast.
Hang on. So CSI Belfast opening title sequences. I have to rack my brain here for a second when you take the sunglasses off.
Why would you need sunglasses in Belfast, first of all?
That's part of the joke.
There's no sunlight.
You've ruined it.
Really? You've ruined everything.
Sorry. Never mind.
It's a hat. It's a bowler hat. He puts his bowler hat on and then, yeah!
Well, that's only half of Belfast, really. That's the Protestants love bowler hats. I don't know why. I think they just saw... actually, there's a sauce over in England.
Made in a bowler hat?
Yeah, where the little...
stir it up.
Made in a bowler hat?
Yeah. No, you put it on your head.
I forget the name of it. It's like Winster sauce.
Hat
or something.
Sauce?
And it's a hat sauce. I like that. No, you stir it into your rice and you're like, God, that tastes fucking incredible. But
it's just earblood.
No, the little mascot for this, he wears a bowler hat, and I think all the Protestants in Ireland went, God, well, we'll take him on as our own and start wearing bowler hats.
He's one of ours. He's a good one.
He loves rice.
Hey,
and he loves a good stir fry.
He loves the two things that a Protestant loves: the proper Jesus and rice.
The proper Jesus.
None of these fake Jesus is for me.
Not the Catholic Jesus. No, the sacrilegious Catholic Jesus.
Injecting pure Jesus into my veins.
Pure Jesus.
Pure Jesus.
Your own.
That's
Jesus.
That's pure Belfast, that is. That's 100% pure Jesus. Because it's like, instead of saying very, and say that's very good, that's pure good.
They say that?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, if you walk down the wrong alley in Belfast, there'll be a guy in an overcoat who opens it up and says, hey, you want some Jesus? Like, you want some pure, unfiltered Jesus?
Oh, that's pure Jesus. Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good Jesus.
Oh, Christ, we're getting into Liam Neeson territory here. It's around the corner.
Do you want me to tell you how it's going to be?
I have a very particular set of Jesus.
What's going to happen?
I have a very particular Jesus. He's the pure Jesus. I was actually shocked when I was doing... We were in Chicago, and all of us, and I was doing that...
Remember
I was
that
doing
terrible time?
It was the best time ever, and I was doing Liam Neeson, and Dave goes, hey, how do you know a Northern Irish accent? And I was like, I'm just doing Liam Neeson. And he's like, that's pure Northern Irish.
That's pure proper
Jesus, Northern Irish. Hi-ti-ti-ti-ti.
That's a Northern Irish Jesus. Remember I heard one?
I do Liam Neeson and he goes, how do you know how to talk like Jesus? Everyone knows proper Jesus is Northern Irish.
You made me sound like Rowan Atkinson there.
Listen here, boy. How do you know how to talk like proper Jesus?
How do you know to talk like Jesus?
I'm fairly certain Rowan Atkinson is the second coming of Christ.
He might be pure proper Jesus.
Yeah.
He actually played Satan.
At the beginning of Mr. Bean, he appears in a spotlight from heaven. It's pretty obvious.
It's hard. Actually, it's hard to know what he sounds like, because he doesn't, in his most famous roles, he's mute.
Well, no, when he speaks,
he's kind of got a voice like
right, but he
this.
Doesn't talk that much, though, right? I mean, he's...
Well, no, he did that big speech about the
Whistler's mother.
You remember that, right?
Yeah, there's also the fact that if you rearrange the letters in Rowan Atkinson, it spells the one true Christ.
It does spell the one pure Jesus.
Yeah, it does.
You have to spell one with a W, though.
You're right, right.
Apart from that,
actually, it's the number one. Most people don't realize there is a number one in Rowan Atkinson's name.
His full name is Rowan Atkinson One.
the pure proper spelling, the one is silent.
When he was born, Rowan Atkinson was taken, so we had to register as Rowan Atkinson One.
Yeah, he couldn't get at Rowan Atkinson, so he changed it to Rowan Atkinson One.
So where's the real Rowan Atkinson then? That's kind of the question.
Rowan Atkinson One at hotmail.co.uk. Is that what, do you guys, is it co.uk or is there something for Ireland?
.ie.
.ie.
It's good because if you go to Goatsy.
Goatsy.ie?
If you go to Goatsy.ie, like the domain name is the exact sound you make when you see it.
Right, that's true.
And there's a tricolor coming out of the fella's arse. So, you know, you feel patriotic at the same time.
Say the word arse again.
Arse.
I love it.
People do this to me all the time. They're like, we got to set a bunch of words that we want you to say, like shite.
Right.
Or arse.
That's a good one.
My favorite. Right,
can you say shite arse?
Shite arse.
Oh my God.
Shite arse. This summer's greatest film. Shite arse. He is a shite who is also an arse. Starring Jim Carrey. Starring Jim Carrey's arse. In his first speaking role. Shite arse. This summer's scariest film, rated 12.
What's rated 12 mean?
What does that mean?
Rated PG.
Sorry.
That would be at least a 13, like a hard 13.
Well, you have to look at Jim Carrey's arsehole, but everyone's seen it already.
It's all his.
I'm glad. I just want to say I'm glad we live in America where 13-year-olds aren't exposed to 12 rated movies.
Right. That really makes me feel safer.
Well, God bless them. They're all fine.
Jesus wiped. It makes me...
Jesus did a big cry for all the 12-year-old kids who watch 13-year-old
films. Oh, he had a sweet little poo.
Oh, look at that sweet little poo.
Jesus just pinched off a nice little poo. We all felt better about ourselves.
I was living in a house up about 20 minutes up the road in Plano. And
so that's not Ireland. That's here.
Okay. That's here. Okay. And I lived with three couples. And I walked up
that
the
sounds like
time.
Such a terrible idea.
It's fucking god awful. They're all 35 year olds or something. And
Worst age, too.
I went to do my laundry and I found the biggest pile of shit on the floor. Like a massive fucking dog turd that had been done.
I immediately assumed human.
Where it was like, oh yeah, let's just crap on the floor. You know, here's the communal crapping place in the
corner. It's not like this is Ireland. This is Texas.
Oh no, I'll get to that in a second. But no, as soon as I got to that, two doors flung open
One, both of them look at it at the same time, and the other one says,
"Yeah, I saw that earlier, but I noticed your dog had pinched a huge loaf, so I just walked back in."
And the other one was like, "Yeah, dude, why didn't you pick up my dog's loaf?"
Yeah,
I just stood there, kind of going, "What?" They're both fighting over who gets to pick up the dog shit.
Yeah, this was back when Dave first got his visa to come here, and we were still making animations in my spare bedroom in my apartment.
Texas, here's a bulldog size.
You know
loaf.
What though? That is maybe the most accurate sort of setup for one's time in Texas after having not even lived in America.
Well, I mean,
is to be greeted. First of all, I'm guessing it was like 108 degrees, and then there's a shit on the floor.
That's Texas.
Yeah, here you go. In a nutshell.
And everyone's arguing whose responsibility this
shit
is. Yeah,
and no one wants to take responsibility for the shit on the floor. That's Texas.
The rest of my life is going to go breezy after that, really.
Yeah, no, it can't be that much harder than that. I mean, that's like top shelf Texas right there.
That's why I live by myself. Like, I'd rather pick up my own shit, you know? I mean, if there's going to be a shit on the floor, I don't want it to be anyone but mine's, you know?
There's going to be. That's the thing. You have to realize, no matter what you do, you're going to eventually have your shit on the floor.
I know. I just went on ahead with my laundry whilst there was a huge sweaty loaf on the carpet.
Took one of your clean towels and scooped it up and swaddled it.
And planted it in the backyard.
Rocked it. Cradled it.
My little Texas baby.
You planted it in the backyard to grow a dog.
We call this a Texas potato.
I'll take you home. Oh, I did a big Texas potato, Mom. Oh, Mom, I did a big Texas potato.
Oh, Davey.
Davey, did you get a big Texas potato?
Davey. Oh, don't bring that Texas potato in here, Davey.
Oh, Mom, it's all those enchiladas. I can't stop doing Texas potatoes.
Hi, Dave.
Dave!
Oh, Dave,
don't shout at me,
Dave! Dave, did you do a Texas potato?
Oh, Dad!
Oh, Dave, no. Did you put a wee Texas potato on the floor, Dave?
No, Dad, it's quite big, actually.
Oh, could you, it's Dave? Huge. Oh, boy, my boy! My boy, my son! Dave!
My boy!
My boy!
Oh, I have no son!
I have no... Oh, Jesus wept! Oh, I've got to go pray to the one pure true Jesus, Rowan Atkinson one.
What happened to your Irish potatoes, Dave? Oh, you're doing Dave. Big Texas potatoes.
Did you stow a Texas potato in your belly, Billy?
Oh, you silly. Did you do a dirty in your belly?
Look at the dirty in your belly.
I feel like I just went back in time.
You did, right?
I feel we need to clarify that one.
Yeah, we might.
Let's talk about Billy Elliot.
I got on a riff in Chicago about how Billy Elliot is 90 minutes of a boy going, da, I want to do the ballet, da, Billy, you can't do the ballet.
Da, I need to take a shit.
Oh, you can't, do you have a dirty in your ballet, Billy?
Billy, you can't do a dance with your
the ballet bullies
full of dirty,
you
dirty belly wally.
Oh, your belly's full of silly dirty belly.
Billy, your arse is going to be smelly after you do a dirty belly.
Oh, you're going to be a smelly dirty belly, Billy.
Billy Elliot, as written by Dr. Seuss.
The smelly Billy belly battle.
Two blue duddies, 12 red duddies. Billy, that's disgusting.
Ugh.
Da, I just want to do a duddy at my ballet, Billy, daddy, da.
You can't have green eggs and ham.
You can't have... Billy, you can't have them. You can't have the ham.
Oh, Billy.
You can't have...
You can't have green eggs and ham in your belly,
Billy. Green eggs and Texas potatoes.
The ballet bullies will bully you, Billy.
Those are the bullies at Ballet Fitness.
Yes.
The ballet bullies.
Bullies at Ballet Fitness.
They're very burly. The burly bullies at
Ballet. The burly ballet bullies.
The bully Billy in his belly.
Yeah, that's true. They will.
Well, no, this just got stupid.
I don't understand what you mean.
That's just silly,
Willie.
Oh,
belly.
Silly Joel, you silly belly. I can't make a joke about it. Smelly dilly. Belly, smelly.
Smelly duty belly.
Oh, you silly jolly belly.
Oh, you belly belly.
Oh, jolly.
Da, I just want a ballet. I got a dance da.
Oh, belly, are you a poof?
You're belly. A big poof.
Belly, you seem like a poof.
I'm not
belly,
a poof,
you're putting that. You're putting that skeleton again, belly.
I just want a dance da. I just want the ballet.
So nice.
Richard, don't tell the boy he can't do the ballet.
His mom's British.
Oh, I thought that was a crow that just flown in.
Really. Don't fucking do a dance. That'd be silly.
It's a three-eyed crow. Just swoops in.
Three-eyed. Straight off the tine.
Yeah.
not Billy Carr. You have to get a proper job, Billy. You're 4 years old. You have to go work at the docks, Carr.
To go work at the docks.
Thank you, Passing Crow.
Passing Wisdom Crow.
Passing Wisdom Crow. That's my incidentally, that's my new band name.
Right, right.
Passing, that's my Native. Right, that's my Native American name.
Passing Wisdom Crow.
Passing Wisdom Crow.
Passing Wisdom Crow.
Give me some advice.
Thanks, Passing.
Thanks.
Girls always talk to you because you're the sensitive one.
That seems like an easier way to get to the store. I'll try that.
You're welcome, Obese Bear.
Thanks, Passing Wisdom Crow.
Don't use my GPS. It's untrustworthy. Okay.
Meanwhile, your Garmin's like,
don't listen to the crow.
He goes into his sweat lodge and he's like, he's breathing in the smoke and he's painting his skin. And then he comes out and he goes, Besting Wisdom Crow has spoken to me. He told me there's a better app I could use for finding restaurant reviews in the nearby area.
He said everything I'm doing is stupid.
It's more locally focused than Yelp, and so the reviews are a bit more trustworthy.
He said I don't even need to paint my nipples.
But I did anyway.
I thought you'd like it.
They call me Fruited Nipples.
Pumpkin Nipples.
They call me Pumpkin Nipple Fox. They call me paints with a brush.
Can
on
you call
nipples.
Me, but I like to be called by Nipple Fox. Mr. Nipple Fox. Nipple Fox.
The fantastic Mr. Nipple Fox.
He's got a big hat made of
nipples. I have a feeling you're making a reference to that Wes Anderson movie. I'm not.
I
want to be called Fantastic Mr. Nipple Fox.
I also feel like you're making fun of me right now.
Shut up.
Stop
you
it.
Shut the fuck up. Passing Wisdom Crow has spoken.
Whatever you say, Mr. Nipple Fox.
That's fantastic, Mr. Nipple Fox. God damn
God
it.
God bless Nipple
Fox. Don't make me call my cousin Anus Fox.
Anus Fox.
What does Anus Fox do?
I don't know.
Use your imagination.
Just think about it for a long time.
Well, no,
think
that's why it. I want you let's to give
a,
me a guidance.
Let's have a moment of silence thing. And just think about Anus Fox.
Okay.
Mr. Nipple Fox. Mr. Nipple. Ooh. Yeah, it sounds like a Beatrix Potter book.
What part of Moment of Silence
Peter
do
and
not
Mr.
understand?
Peter Rabbit and Fantastic Mr. Nipple Fox.
Peter went down to the lake when he met a fox covered in nipples.
No, that was more Zelda than like there was.
It was the 8-bit version of that song.
Yeah, that's the Anus.
Thank you.
Beatrix Potter met a frog on a leaf. Met a frog. Referred him to.
And he was taking a Texas potato on that leaf.
And then he sank and drowned.
She didn't care. It didn't faze her.
Excuse me, Mr. Fox, but are you in a spot of trouble?
Shut the fuck up! I'm trying to take
a dirty bit on your stupid
I'm
wallet.
Trying to take a shit and die.
I woke up this morning and I decided I couldn't go on.
But so first I had to take a shit.
I jumped on a leaf and did a queef and now I'm going to sink to the bottom of the reef. With my duty.
Oh,
that,
oh my
that
goodness.
That needs work.
Yeah, we need to punch that up a little bit.
Yeah. All right, let's start over from the beginning.
Okay.
All right,
so hi, thanks for...
Hey, I'm Rob.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. Shit. Wait, we got
Ireland.
Too far ahead of ourselves.
Transformers and G.I. Joe.
Yeah, now we're caught up. Okay, good. So where were we?
Get that fuck away from me. I'm trying to kill myself.
No, Mr. Frog.
I'm trying to drown myself in shit.
Mr. Toad, you have so much to live for. You live in Toad Hall. It's full of shite.
Wait, have we gone to the wind in the willows now?
Oh, God, we have, haven't we?
What
happened? I'm confusing my frogs.
We went through toads.
Well, I'm confusing the frogs.
I think every frog is a toad, but not every toad is a frog, so...
I'm sorry, Mr. Okay. Science.
Yeah. I find that racist, but let's move on.
Right. That's based on my own ignorance.
Yeah.
I think I also had that backwards.
I don't think a toad could sit in a leaf. It's too heavy.
Wind in the willows. That was a weird... That's the titular wind.
Mm.
Is it? That's what it's called, right? The wind in the willow or the wisp in the willow?
It's called the wisp in the willow is actually, it's an Irish myth, which is when you're floating down the stream, right? Or you're looking over the river.
I feel like he's prepared something. I really feel like he's jumping into this with both feet here.
Okay, go on,
you
please.
You just happen to mention this and I just happen to know quite a plenty about it being from the island and all. It's actually a light that you see in the middle of a lake and you're like, is that a ghost?
Because that's the first thing I assume when I see a light.
That's the first thing Irish people assume anytime they see light.
Is that a ghost?
Because light's unnatural.
That's right.
It's not of the one pure Jesus, so Rowan Atkinson won.
Wow, it's getting a bit contrived now, isn't it?
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know where I was with that. Yeah, there's
you
a big
see
light.
An
big
Irish
light
person sees a light, they think it's a ghost.
That's right.
They do their Hail Marys.
And
what?
So it became this big myth where it's like, oh, there's a ghost hanging around the lake. It must be the wisp in the willow. And that's what it became known as.
Obviously.
It's like, oh, it's like a banshee and all that kind of thing. A banshee is basically, what? A woman that runs around going, at old Irish families when someone's about to die in it. God, this is a learning experience.
It's
this
really
is like
all
open
of them.
University, really.
But aren't we all about to die? I mean, on the galactic scale of things, on the universal
well,
scale
you know,
of things.
Like, it has to be certain families, otherwise the banshees run around going, and everyone yeah. all the time, and
right,
she's out of breath.
Right. I see, okay. You know what I learned about? This reminds me of a story. Rob was there. You elected to go to Ireland instead of going to my awesome karaoke birthday party. Turns out, if you try and do all three parts of any Beastie Boys song, you run out of breath almost immediately. That's why they trade off.
Really?
Science.
Right.
Yeah, because you're like, because you can't, you won't, and you don't stop. But my D come a rock to shore shine. And then by the third one, you're
sorry,
like, I can't stop. I won't stop. I have to stop.
I ended up doing more of a Fred Durst impression there.
Oh, yeah. I keep rolling my D. Roll. Yeah. I got an average size, but on the small side dick. Yeah.
But it's covered up by my pants. Yeah. Makes it look like I have a big dick. Keep it rolling, John Otto. Let me tuck my dick inside my pants.
Keep rowing, rowing, rowing. Keep rowing, 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 rowing.
Atkinson.
Keep rowing,
rowing, rowing, rowing, rowing. One.
Atkinson.
Okay.
No, that's just silly.
DJ Lethal. My dick.
He's a cool guy. He looks like he has a heart attack in every video where he just goes... Like, you know, he just punches his own chest and you're like, yeah, that's cool.
That's
that
nice
was
guy.
Cool in 2001.
There's one thing that he did that I thought was really cool. I'm sure he wasn't the first guy to do it. No, not Fred Durst. DJ Lethal.
Well, no, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, you're saying No.
DJ Lethal.
DJ Lethal. The one boy. Thing I thought he did when I was... Because I was definitely into Limp Bizkit when that first album came out. That was like... I was
you
seven.
You like $3 billion?
Y'all, I was like 16 or 17, and it was like perfect. I was like, this is weird, angry shit. This is how I feel. I feel kind of like rapping and kind of like rocking. Yeah. And plus, I hate my girlfriend, and so this all seems right. And it had that weird graffiti, you know, cover. So I thought it was great. And I was young and dumb, so I didn't know any better. But you have to admit.
Right.
Nothing, even though they were like Korn prodigies, they didn't sound anything like Korn.
They were kind of a more... Faith No More prodigies. Really.
They were more like, but nothing else sounded like that. So even if for uniqueness at the time, it was a band that did not sound like anyone else for about a minute and a half. And then there was 100. It sounded like, anyway, I was impressed that DJ Lethal played his turntables through a Marshall stack. I thought that, and with like distortion pedals and wah-wah pedals and shit.
Distortion pedals on them.
Yeah, I just thought that was great.
What?
He ran a guitar wah-wah pedal. Like his now you can't hear it because of all the bing bong bong bing bong bing bong bong bing bong.
Yeah, it was Borland going oh, he's wearing face paint. He's so talented.
Oh, he's got lasers pointed into his own eyeballs.
Oh, Christ, he's the best.
I had...
Everyone loved him overseas. Bruh. That's the thing. Like, back in, you know, the north of Ireland, you had all these people grabbing their fucking dick and doing this thing.
Is that really a thing? Doing a hey-ho, a to-and-fro kind of situation?
I remember all my schoolmates kind of going, keep on rolling, rolling, rolling. And you're like, no, that doesn't make sense in an accent. Doesn't make any... Keep on rolling, 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 rolling. What? Fuck yeah!
Keep rolling, rolling, what? Rolling, rolling. Pardon? Keep rolling.
I know you'll be. I know you'll be loving this shit right here.
LIMP biscuit is right here.
People in the house with their hands in the air because if you don't care,
then we don't care. Care.
Then we don't care. Then we don't give a shit.
Then we don't even.
Definitely
care.
Saps the gangsta aspect.
No, it doesn't make sense.
I know. Here's what's going to happen. I know you'll be loving this shit right here. L-I-M-P biscuit is right here.
I don't have much shit for you to love, but I have.
But
what
I
do have are a particular
set
of
skills. Roland, 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 Roland.
Brad, Brad.
And I will find you.
Brad Pitt.
I did it all.
Brad, what's happening?
For, I did what? It all for the noogie.
I did it all for the noogie.
I did all of it, and I'll do it again.
And I will find you, and I will find you. I will noogie.
So
and I'll
technically, I didn't do all of it.
I'll do the noogie to you.
I just did most of it for the noogie, but I've got more noogie to get, so I'll just go do it.
Anyway, I'm going to kill you with noogie, so...
I'm going to fuck you in the face today.
Roll it.
IRA style. That's a punishment beating.
A punishment beating.
I'm going to fuck you in the nose until you're dead.
I found out those wolves were IRA. Ex-IRA militants. I'm sorry to punch
funny
them
enough,
to death.
when I was in Dublin.
Funny enough, when I was in the IRA.
back when I was in the IRA,
I was making this car bomb,
blowing up shit. And actually, the fellow from here that I took over, I was like, right, we'll go in here. We'll stay in this. We'll stay in this hotel, and it's the most bombed hotel in the world, and it's very proud of it. 33 times, which must be great for like glazing.
We're still here, saints preserve us.
Oh, it's lovely.
The rooms are all craters.
Their Yelp reviews are like, the hotel's lovely, except for when it exploded.
It's kind of windy afterwards. All the windows are gone.
They gave us a comp night, so it was okay.
Bill Clinton stayed there.
He exploded it.
And they got a big plaque on. Yeah, Bill Clinton stayed here. Fantastic.
It didn't even blow up when I was here.
I gave it 4 stars.
Yeah, 4 out of 100.
I was looking for some Belfast fireworks.
I was looking for some Belfast strange.
Wouldn't it be great if that's all he did was travel the world looking for pussy? Like,
isn't that what he does?
Oh, never mind. Never mind. I hear you got some nice.
I mean, his wife is like fully employed. He's on the prowl. He's just out.
I hear you guys eat ice cream out of rolls. That sounds pretty crazy.
I got a roll for you.
He sounds too, now he's starting turning into Elvis for me. That sounds pretty crazy, man.
Hey, I'm Bill Clinton. Yeah. I'm Bill Clinton.
Hey, man.
Thank you very much.
Hey, could I stay in this hotel?
I'll chop you in half, man.
The fuck you want?
Oh, I'm the king, man.
I always find that Elvis sounds like he's really cold all the time.
Oh man. Only one man can be the only one man can be the king, and that's Bill Clinton, the king, man.
He's the fucking king, man. He's the fucking because Elvis swore all the time. He's the fucking
goddamn fucking king, man. I'm a cocksucking mother dick licking king, man.
Bill Clinton swore constantly. Hey, here's a state of the fucking union. Fuck it's fucking good. Okay. That's what it is.
Hey, everybody, it's Bill Clinton. No, I'm in the state of the goddamn fucking union here, cocksuckers. Okay, now.
What did he say?
Shut the fuck up, Granny. So anyway, hey, who's going to come suck my dick? All right, anyway, let's get this party started.
Come over here, Granny. Same Granny. That's
wouldn't it be great if, like, once he got elected, he was just like, fuck it, just fuck it. Hey, look, I'm going to ride this out for 6 months.
I'm pretty
months.
Sure that's exactly what happened. I'm going to play saxophone.
That's what I would do.
Get my dick sucked. People don't love me.
Rule number one of being president is everyone has to suck your dick.
He flew over my house one time.
Is that how it works?
Like on a jetpack or like a wingsuit?
Dick Nukem style. He picked that up. Oh, there's Bill.
Hi, everybody, it's me, Bill Clinton.
Oh, I'm just gnarling over here.
Hey there, Dave. I love your comics. Keep it up.
Oh, no, this was like 15 years ago, and my dad's like, is that Bill Clinton on a jetpack?
Yeah.
No, but no.
Dad, it's not the president, Dad.
He was visiting like a city.
Is that Billy flying over?
Oh, Billy, that's silly Billy flying over to Belfast.
It's not the American president, Dad.
No, Dad.
It's just a matter of... It's Duke Nukem, Dad.
Don't be silly.
He's just gonna go...
He's just come out.
He's got no... He's run out of bubblegum, Dad. Let's go kick some ass.
He's run out of bubblegum.
I've come here to do...
I've got some bubblegum right here. No, Dad, leave him alone.
I've come here to do two things. Kick arse. Can't chew bubblegum. And all out of bubblegum because there's a bubblegum famine.
I can't find a stick of bubblegum in Ireland.
I can't find a single one.
I'm so angry I could kick some arse.
I'm kicking arse. Left and right.
No, he flew over my house one time. Like
in a dirigible.
In my crappy little...
Steampunk.
In my crappy but lovely hometown. Like, it's about, 20,000 people.
What's the name of your crappy lovely hometown?
Coleraine. That's how you would say Coleraine.
It's North Coleraine.
Oh, North Korea. I heard, but South is where they're cool, right?
Yeah.
South Coleraine?
Yeah, I live in Seoul. That's right.
Okay.
Now, Coleraine, Northern Ireland.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to take you to Coleraine, Northern Ireland. I'm going to punch you like a wolf. I'm punch you like the wolf.
I'm going to punch you like a wolf.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to uppercut you like a nipple fox.
Keep punching, 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 punching. Yeah.
Here, that man just punched me like a wolf. What should I do?
What the fuck is going on?
Dear Abby.
Should I punch him back like a wolf? Yeah, go ahead, mine.
Here's the wolf. The wolves are coming for you.
They're
going to take you. The worst part is they'll probably eat your legs before I find you. There's really nothing I can do.
These wolves have evolved a very particular set of skills.
There's nothing I can do about it. Also, like those raptors in Jurassic Park 3, they probably have language.
Clever girls.
They did have language, didn't they, in Jurassic Park 3?
Yeah, that was the whole point.
I'm pretty sure there was a scene in which Sam Neill's character blows into a raptor school and talks to them.
And it comes out as like, would you like to come to my place for dinner on Saturday?
No, literally, he blows into a raptor school.
Yeah. You haven't seen that? He has an ocarina made out of a raptor head.
No, wait, I hadn't seen him. I just forgot about that.
It's horrible. Yeah. He takes the ocarina made out of a raptor head and he's like, wait, do you guys want to come over and hang out? Like, it turns into raptor language.
Do you guys want to watch Netflix? Yeah.
Oh, is that where he's like, good God, they're communicating through their noses.
Yeah, they're like,
do you have any beers?
You ever see that film where Sam Neill turns into Satan?
Yeah. Which one?
Event Horizon?
Well, all of them, technically. Yeah, all of them?
I love the part of Jurassic Park where he gets possessed.
He turns around and his eyes are cut out.
Dr. Sattler, what's happening?
Spared no expense.
Or no, what was his name? Grant. Dr. Grant.
Yeah, Dr. Stan.
I was about to say Dr. Hugh Grant. Dr. Hugh. There's a bunch of dinosaurs around me and it's getting crazy.
Oh, are there any prostitutes?
the part where he turns around with no eyes and he says babies smell and he just destroys all the infants in fire. Yeah.
No, there's at least two movies where he channels Satan, right? There's at least two Satan Sam Neill movies.
but who kind of looks at Sam Neill?
Are there actually two?
Oh, shit, he'd be a perfect Satan.
What's the other one besides Event Horizon?
Satan. Oh, he looks like Satan. I love how you said Satan.
Satan.
I think if I'd ask you to say a word, it would be Satan. Oh, who's that
Satan? Oh, look at the wee Satan.
Hang on, that's...
Oh, look at the little tiny Satan.
When you said Satan, it reminds me of someone else's... Oh, you know what it reminds me of?
Remember the trade guy in Waterworld?
Oh. Remember in Waterworld, the guy goes,
Where he kind of goes, paper! It's dirt!
It's paper!
It's pure dirt!
Have you ever seen paper? It's lovely paper. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Okay. So I'll give you all the paper for 30 minutes with the little one. trade.
Oh, shit. I made a pact with Rob today where I would just talk like
Where if it turned into Waterworld that you would kill
I
him.
I would just talk like Popeye for a while. Skibble the bells.
Well, you do that and I'll do Bill Cosby Popeye. You sound like the Scatman Carruthers Popeye.
I'm a Scatman! I found a video where he...
So how much money would you guys pay to see like a Scatman, Sean, Popeye, Bill Cosby movie?
My roommate and I are starting a band.
Only if Liam Neeson's playing all of the parts, like Eddie Murphy style.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson as Popeye. Skibbity boo.
I can't wait till Eddie Murphy.
Liam Neeson as
where
Bill Cosby.
Where is Olive Oil when I need her?
Here's what's going to happen, Theo. You're going to go to your room and you're going to clean your room.
But Dad.
And Liam Neeson as Scatman Carruthers. Be-ba-ba-ba-da-boop.
I'm a Scatman.
I'm the Scatman. I've developed a very particular set of Scat skills.
Only one skill, to be honest.
It's Scat.
I don't know how this would go down in Texas, but me and my roommate have actually devised a country band where we, through the gift
so
of song...
So far, Texas likes it.
Right. Through the gift of song, we try to resurrect Scatman John through satanic rituals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
through all of the songs
like this, but you gotta give a baby to the soul of Satan before Scatman John comes back from the dead. But the thing is, we go around old folks' homes and we start off with country songs and they love it. But before you know it, they're all wearing robes. Before they know it, because they've all got the picture.
Before they realize you put robes on all of them.
And they're just kind of, what the fuck's going on? And before you know it, we're all killing goats and they think it's a fantastic idea.
That just sounds
to get Scatman John back from the dead.
That sounds like a Tuesday in Ireland. You just reminded me of the thing from Chicago last year or this year of Satanic Johnny Cash.
Oh yes, that was actually here in Dallas.
No, it was Satanic Gospel Music. Satanic Johnny Cash, I think, was here at Dweck's last year, but Satanic Gospel Music was at Chicago. Hmm. It was like, and then the. I was like. And then the serpent comes down and he breathes life into me. And life then I me. Throw up some blood. And then I sacrifice a baby. And then my eyes are bleeding blood. And then I start to throw up fire. And the serpent sucks my dick.
That part's pretty nice. Everything up to it, I'm not too fond of. Right. But
no, the satanic Scatman band was a lot slower. It was just kind of like, you gotta take your baby, you gotta put him in the fire, and then Scatman John's gonna jump out of his mouth. That kind of thing.
I always imagine the second coming of Scatman John would be like,
okay.
Well, this sounds weird.
That's kind of, yeah, because I'm trying to buy Fat Albert.
Oh, that's kind of weird. Hey, but Fat Albert, this is the weirdest Scatman song ever.
That's fucking stupid.
Hey, I like all kinds of music. I like music that you play with a comb. I like music that you play on the washtub.
Music you play with a horse string.
I like music where you stretch a rubber band across a shoebox. But I don't like music about killing babies. Okay, kids, maybe don't kill so many babies and don't do drugs.
Fat Albert learned something that day. He don't like killing babies.
The voiceover guy from the Dukes of Hazzard.
It did, didn't it?
He comes in, Fat Albert, like, okay, and then he jumps off a cliff and it pauses and it goes, them Cosby kids learned something that day. They learned to sacrificing babies to raise the evil spirit of Scatman John's bad idea.
Now roll credits.
I like how this little conversation has culminated in the worst fucking fan fiction I've ever conceived of.
Oh no, I'm writing this tomorrow. This is going to my blog.
It's just a fat old boys.
Yeah.
This didn't mean
damn
no
boys
harm.
Learned something today. They want to resurrect Scatman John. They got to
them
do more
Fat Albert
kill a baby.
Them Cosby Kid garbage gang got in a mess of trouble.
The garbage gang.
They live in a junkyard. I mean, what are you going to do?
Why do they live in a fucking junkyard?
No, well, because they're inner city youths.
Yeah, but right. Bill Cosby's like, I presume he kind of busts into the executive room and he's like, we need more.
He's already doing the Fat Albert voice.
Yeah, sorry.
First of all, this
I've got
is
this
voice.
Big cell and it involves his voice.
We're listening. We're listening.
Our ears are up, Bill. And,
yeah, well, I think there should be more ethnic comedy.
All eyes are on you, Bill.
I think there should be more ethnic comedy in television. But how about it involves them living in a junkyard?
Actually, he says, yeah, this is the thing I want to do. I want to have a show about some black teenagers in the inner city. It's very positive. Excellent, Bill. I say they live in a junkyard. No, the thing is, I don't want to stereotype. Perfect. We'll call it the Junkyard Gang. All right, let's get rolling. Get Cree on the phone.
I don't like the junkyard.
It's just
fucking Top Cat with people.
It's very racist. It also seems like Heathcliff. It seems like they would be looking for fish heads with the skeleton coming out of the back.
Can they play the fish heads like it's a,
like
it's a harmonica?
Like a Jules harp made of a fish head. And that's a very bad idea, you see.
And I think that would promote, you know, the way of life that
Heathcliff was basically a debaucherous Garfield who lived in the inner city and he had to kill people for his food.
What I want to know is how many Caucasian kids over here kind of watched that and went, yeah, that's cool. And how many?
Well, I never thought about it.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
it's not the kind of stuff that registers. You just go, oh, that's right, they all live in a junkyard because they're black. So when I meet a black friend at school, I'll say, yeah, hey, do you live in a junkyard?
That's what I mean. That's what fucking terrifies me. It's just like,
oh,
well,
that's the kind of stuff that you think.
All black people live in a junkyard.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
Is that the message they're bringing across?
It's one of the messages, absolutely. Yeah. Well,
I'll take that on board for the future.
Yeah, it may not be absolutely on purpose or intentional, but it certainly comes across that, you know, white people live in the future in houses above the clouds where there are no black people in the
Meanwhile,
future.
200 feet below is a junkyard where everyone's playing harmonicas made of
fish bones. And hey, everybody. Like, they should contrast, they should overlay those two shows where it's like, Elroy, our magical food computer's on the fritz. Call Rosie.
My dad's such a fucking asshole.
Okay, Dad. You're the best dad ever. And then, like, it zooms down to the bottom. It's like, I just wish I had some food. It's not that I eat too much. It's a thyroid condition.
I really hope Elroy Jetson throws something out of his car today.
I would even eat his poop.
It's got more nutritional value than this fresh head harmonica.
I believe those floating cars have a little chirp for that.
Hey, dumb Donald. Can I suck on that fish head harmonica for...
That's not a fish head.
Oh, well, I'm just gonna...
Not again.
I'm just gonna turn to drugs. Living in the inner city of reality is hard.
Meet Fat Albert.
His boy Donald.
His homeboy Donald.
Oh, the education system's really failed us, guys.
Spacely Sprockets doesn't have any openings today, guys. They won't even let me make a sprocket for half a dollar an hour.
I can't even afford a ticket to fly up to Space Town.
Meanwhile, the Jetsons and all their fucking like cohorts.
Even the Flintstones are up above that.
Yeah, yeah. The Jetsons aren't even aware of anything below the cloud line.
No.
They don't even go down there. It's like the slums.
Dad, I saw in a history book that there used to be people with dark skin. What's that about?
Don't worry about that, Elroy. They're all dead.
Hey, Dad, I heard about a place called The Surface. I was thinking about going down there. Don't go down there.
Mr. J!
Stay above the clouds where it's safe with us white people.
You should beat that boy to death, Mr. J.
Yeah.
It's getting too hard. I'm going to get a gun. I'm worried about my safety. How about you, dumb Donald?
Yeah, but that's a rabbit fab, but I'm going to keep a knife with me.
And then one of the people down below on the surface of the earth, they get the brilliant idea to take an axe and cut down the buildings that are above the clouds.
Hey, dumb Donald.
Got an idea.
What do you think all these poles are for that reach into the clouds?
I couldn't help but notice, but all these buildings above the clouds, they're all kind of, they kind of come down to a point about a foot wide. They taper down to about a foot wide column of metal.
Yeah.
I think if we tried hard enough, we could knock down their buildings.
I feel like a hacksaw would ruin their civilization permanently.
Yeah, it's the one weakness of the Jetsons.
But like their school, the Little Dipper school, it floats. It doesn't have a column.
Doesn't? Oh, shit. That's a challenge.
So I don't know. You'd have to get like a surface-to-air missile or something to get rid of those.
You'd have to scare some birds in the air and like not just knock it out of the sky, kind of like in the third Indiana Jones. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get your umbrella out and like... Caw, caw, caw!
Junior, I'm going to shoot these birds into their space city. Kill the Jetsons.
That sounds like Liam Neeson more than Sean Connery.
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to chop down the Jetsons' fucking ivory tower. They're going to land in the junkyard, and they're going to live in the shit with us.
This the harsh reality of living in the 70s in the inner city is too much for my young mind to bear. I'm going to turn to drugs and violence. I think I'll steal that car. My friend Roscoe told me if I helped him rob the pawn shop that I could have $100. And I could buy my mama her diabetes medicine.
Hey, Nana, gonna have a good time.
Hey. I'm gonna sing a song for you. Ben's gonna show you a thing or two. Life is terrible and then you die. I'm just waiting until that day comes. I'm not even gonna try.
No, I'm gonna have a good time.
Hey.
Not gonna kill them, just steal some shit.
All right, so guys, we're gonna make a gritty like retelling of the Jetsons, but it's about the surface people who support their elaborate lifestyle.
Kind of like Final Fantasy, really.
It's basically Battlestar Galactica.
I like it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Let's do it.
That's the end of this one. I'm done. You guys done?
Fuck it, I'm out.
You feel good about it?
I feel pretty good about this.
You feel pretty good about it?
I do.
All right.
So, do we say goodbye?
No, we're done. Oops. It's over. Everything's over.
Wait, you were wearing earbuds when you walked up this morning.
Yeah, they were called headphones, Rob.
Yeah. Where are they?
Huh?
Where are they? We can use those.
Gone headphones? Right. I'll go get them.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah.
Not from here, Joel.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Mosquitoes. I get it.
Earbuds.
Headphones.
Well, they go to your ear. Earbuds. Yeah, you're going...